This is the SML Podcast.
Do you need an air horn now? I have one. It's called my anus. I go to the bathroom and it goes... Alright, hi, listener. I'm Tim.
What? Already? I was so not ready. Do it again. Do it again.
Hi, listeners. I'm Tim.
Hello, I am Chris.
But now we didn't have. No one's gonna know why that's funny now.
I could just leave all of that in. Or they'll be confused. Either way, it's...
I guess it is only 2 minutes.
Kind of a win-win situation for us.
Nobody's gonna listen to the first 2 minutes. Everybody skips to the middle and then just assumes that we...
They skip to the middle to get all the tasty bits.
Yeah. They skip to the middle and just assume that we talked about Dark Souls... Fleshlights.
They skip to the end, listen to the music, and then turn us off.
Hey, yeah. I didn't.
I never asked.
Bring up Dark Souls. Today's being featured on sale artist. $7.49.
I said, yeah, Dark Soils.
That's what your underwear is. Dark Soils.
Yeah, Dark Souls on Steam sale. Steam sale. Summer sale. Yeah. Fuck your console.
Pretty much, there have been deals that have made me just go, shut the front door.
Basically, like what I got for Borderlands? Season pass, $10, yay!
Yeah, season pass, $10.
I got all the DLC for $10.
Okay. Alan Wake is on sale for 90% off right now, $2.99.
True story.
I need to get something in my Steam account so I could buy the Basement Collection. That's the only thing I want.
Deus Ex Human Revolution. $2.99.
Yep. Actually,
4, I really wanted that.
Special Edition, $5.99. Batman Arkham City Game of the Year Edition, $7.49.
And when you listen to this episode, none of these sales will be live.
Ace of Spades, $2.49. Gunpoint,
$5.99. I almost had enough for that. But then I bought that thing for my... I bought the skin for my Psycho in Borderlands 2. Because I'm going to do an entire playthrough as the Psycho with all the DLC, because I haven't played any of
Mark
of
the Ninja, $3.74. Sleeping Dogs, $6.24. Dear God.
I got that game for $5 on Xbox.
What'd you get?
Sleeping Dogs for $5.
$5? You know what, you're going to make fun of me so fucking hard for this. But you know what I want to spend like $15 to $20 on?
What?
The Ace of Spades.
Did you do the update for your Meme Plaza?
Already? Yes, I did. Both of us spent the $15
on
the games.
Did you? Yeah. Alright, so I don't feel as bad because I really want to.
There's like actual games to it now, too.
I know, it's sick. I really want that one where you can like fight with armies and shit. Oh,
that one's okay.
I want it. And then like whatever the new... How do you unlock the Find Me 2?
You have to beat Find Me.
I did.
Try beating it again. I don't know.
Because it restarted it, and I had to just do the first one again.
I've had it open for so long, I don't remember how I unlocked it.
The Ace of Spades.
I don't know.
Because I ain't no bitch, so...
How many times have you beaten the first Find Me?
This is going on my second time.
So you're about to beat it
the second time? So maybe you got to beat it twice.
Maybe you do have to beat it twice. I don't know. Maybe you have to beat it twice. If you beat it more than once, then you're playing with yourself.
Tim's like, okay, I read the Steam sales, I'm done.
Yeah. You guys talk about Animal Crossing.
I'm on Twitter. I'm doing the tweets.
Animal Crossing
Dem tweets. No, so for right now the topic should be.
Should I read the email that we actually got now?
Read about comes at the end. They have to listen to the podcast to have their gratification of
not
writing
to mention
in.
The fact that that way, the people that just skip to the end to get to the emails and the songs could just do that.
See, so if we put it at the beginning, they'll actually have to listen for it.
They didn't get any emails like last time. Oh, well.
We do have an email, but you have to wait. Two emails, actually. We have
we have
gone up since last week.
We got one from Zach Lyons of Save Continue. And then another one from Zach Lyons of Save Continue.
Okay, so then we have one really long one.
We have 1.5
emails.
First one is pretty long, so maybe it's like two real emails.
Maybe. There was something that I wanted to talk about.
Video game movies. No one cares. video game movies, games made on
Batman, the comic book,
cheese.
The movie, the game.
Games based off of movies.
Games based off of movies. Reason why I'm bringing this up is because before we started the podcast, Tim was like, I want to talk about Pacific Rim as much as I possibly can. And I said, but that's a movie. It's not gaming related. Like, he's like, but they have a game. And I'm like, really? And he's like, it's awful, but it's a game.
Yeah, they have two games and they're both bad, which is shitty.
So it made me think, are there any good? Because most of the ones that you think of, most of the games that they make from movies
games.
Are pretty fucking terrible. So
Lion
are there
King
any
for
good
Super
ones?
Nintendo.
There's a few
that was
great.
Tough as shit. Same thing with Aladdin. The Aladdin game and the Lion King ones were both fucking brutal.
They were both fucking awesome.
Yes. Okay, aside from those.
Hold on a sec. Gunpoint tweets. So
this is why we never stay on topic.
No, this is relative. Because this is Steam sale. I'm just going back to the topic we already passed. So, yes, the Gunpoint tweet is, yes, we did lose the community sales vote to Torchlight 2. But like any dictator who loses an election, I choose to disregard this. Gunpoint is 40% off for the next 8 hours. Anyway, continue.
Save continue.
Now I have to get some Steam monies.
Yes, you do.
Steam monies!
I want Gunpoint.
Gunpoint is fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah, so
save continue.
Can anybody recommend a movie game?
I can recommend two, the best two that have ever been made.
Lion King and Aladdin.
Revolution X with Aerosmith.
That's not a movie.
Dude, I tell you what, you know what? It's I actually played the shit out of that and I knew it was terrible, but I played it anyway.
Oh my god.
The arcade one was fun enough.
The arcade one was different. Because the arcade one made more sense. When you go to try and play it on a Super Nintendo, man, is that fucking different. Like,
Revolution X!
No, the two best movie games out there are the Chronicles of Riddick game. Chronicles of Riddick game is fantastic. If you haven't played it, what the fuck are you doing? And then the other one is the Ghostbusters game.
The Ghostbusters game
is so on point, it's ridiculous.
The current, the most recent one.
Yeah. And the thing that was
not
good
the arcade
about it is,
one that we played down in fucking Hershey.
Yeah, that one
was
rough.
Very rough.
But it was cool, but it was rough.
It was like almost like Gauntlet, but not.
They had taken the story ideas they had for a third movie, and just made a game out of it since they couldn't get the movie made. And the game's plot actually wraps up the other two movies with itself to make like a trilogy, like something that. They basically go and point out that little hints they dropped in movie 1 and movie 2 lead into this bigger thing where the events in movie 1 and movie 2 actually had something to do with each other. I was like, my mind was blown. That was fantastic. And the Riddick game is just a really fantastic stealth action game. First-person stealth action game, which you don't see too many of. Lots of melee. Lots of, like, you can see in the dark. You have Riddick's vision, so, like, well.
The Riddick guy.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a Riddick guy. Yeah, that game was great.
Sounds racist.
You're racist.
Yes. You're a Riddick guy.
You're a Riddick guy? Come on, Riddick guy!
Oh god, no. Don't bring Chuggo into this. No Chuggo.
Chuggo, the game. Save, continue. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, 11 out of 10. What would that game be called?
Come on, fucking guy.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Chuggo. We'll put it at the end of the episode.
Yeah, no, that should be the song.
That should be one of the songs. Chuggo.
Oh,
we'll
no.
play it for you afterwards. But yeah, you gotta add it in. Chuggo. Chuggo.
I don't know what the fuck it is.
I can't agree to add it at the end if I don't know what the fuck it is.
I'll pull it up right now. Joe, what's your favorite movie video game? Go.
Probably anything Lego related.
No.
Based off a movie.
Yeah, Lego Harry Potter.
Yeah, but
Lego
like,
Star Wars. Lego Lord of the Rings.
Okay. I like the Lego Batman one.
Give it like 2 seconds just so he can see what this is.
Oh, you get the video. Perfect.
Yeah, no, I'm just gonna play like 30 seconds of it.
When I step into place, throw your hands in the sky. Ah! Come on, fucking guys. These girls can't have me in the fucking...
Yeah, that's Chuggo.
Chuggo!
What the fuck is it?
Exactly.
Come on, fucking
exactly.
Guy.
The, if you watch the whole video, which I don't think anybody can make
I
it
did.
Through the whole
I
video.
I made it through
it. I just, I have to turn it off. It's so bad. I mean, the guy looks like...
Come on, fucking...
The guy looks like the friggin' Toxic Avenger.
He does.
If he had normal skin, he looks like Toxic Avenger. It's
Chuggo,
horrible.
Big so, yeah, the music at the end is for nerd music, video game related, not for whatever in the fuck that was.
Chuggo can go anywhere.
Chuggo can do anything.
Okay, well, post a comment on the YouTube video linking to it,
Chuggo,
yeah,
and you can handle it.
Yeah. Or you can, no, you have to make it...
I don't even know if you guys watched the YouTube one and at least hit a like on it.
I do. Put the video at the end of it. Just for the YouTube one.
Nope. Oh, God.
Chuggo! Big ups to my boy Chuggo.
All right, so, what was your...
the Lego games. I mean,
sir,
I'm trying to think. I really don't even remember
this was his
that many,
topic,
like,
and he doesn't even know.
What Wolverine? Well, no, because like for me, it was really
Wolverine
like,
was fucking awesome.
Yeah, Wolverine was pretty good.
I really the see now I can't even like yeah, but that's a comic book too.
But it was based on the
it
movie.
It was based off
was,
the movie.
Yeah. It was released in conjunction with
Wolverine.
The
Wolverine, the comic
Wolverine
book,
movie.
The comic book, the movie, the game. The character, no. Wolverine,
about,
the character in the comic book, the movie, the game.
You know, Injustice just did this, too. So they had Injustice, which is based off
DC
characters.
Yeah, you guys did this, like, 3 weeks ago.
Okay, I can't remember.
Injustice, the game, the movie, the comic, the movie,
yeah.
The game, the remake, the comic,
exactly.
Movie make.
The novelization.
Thing.
The novelization. Now, I'm pretty sure what... Can I... I mean, it's not a video game, but it's a game. Can I count Battleship the game, the movie, the game? Because
there is a Battleship game on 360 based off the movie.
Okay.
And then there's also...
But yeah, but it's based off a game. It's Battleship the game, the movie, the game.
My brain.
So why the fuck did we pick this topic again?
Because it was something to talk about.
This leads into something else, too, is... So something that I... Like a game design thing that I've always thought would be really cool. And Pacific Rim just happened to give me a good gameplay excuse for it. So, in Pacific Rim, you know, these monsters are coming out of the ocean, attacking cities all over the world. They have pilots. Well, they don't show you this in the movie, but it's sort of assumed that they have robots and pilots stationed in, like, major cities and whatnot to fight these things. The movie mainly takes place around Hong Kong. But I thought what would be neat is, so you get into a game, and you have a server where it's, like, 30 people. And, like, me and Huber get on, we build and design our robots... And, yeah, I mean, we probably wouldn't do the dual pilot thing that they do in the movie, because I don't know how that would work. But, like, you'd build your solo pilot robot, you put it together, you design, like, do you want to be speed, strength, whatever, you know, however you want to outfit it, you outfit your robot. And you do all the training stuff, which would be, like, single-player stuff. But I'd want there to be a persistent, like, threat, where basically you could be logged out of the game and a kaiju can attack a city. And what it'll do is it'll, like, text your phone saying that a kaiju has shown up and is headed towards this city. And then, like, I could be at the supermarket and I could be like, oh, shit, like, I gotta get home. So you get home and you get in your robot, you know, you log into your Xbox 180 and you log in and you've been, like, you're, like, too late. You have a friend who's already getting decimated by this monster. The city's half destroyed, and you sprint into action and try to fight this thing. But I like the idea of, like, things can happen in a game when you're not there, but it'll notify you, and you have an opportunity to try and stop what you're doing to go back and work on it. Like, try to save the day, you know? I've always wanted that with, like, a strategy game, where you have a base, and you can set up defenses in it, and if you get attacked, you can go home and try to, like, shift an army over and try to fight them. But, like, it'll notify you if somebody enters your territory or whatever.
Okay, and then you get to the point where every 5 minutes you're getting a text. Hey!
No,
you're getting
attacked. Something like the kaiju thing, the Pacific Rim one, would have
Like a daily, maybe?
Well, not a daily, but in the movie, what it is they find out a pattern of their attacks. So it's like, at first it's like, you know, once a month, then it's like twice a month, and it's like, you know, it just, there's a ramp up to it. And then, like, it gets to the point where it's once every 4 hours. But,
How long does it take before you're like, oh my god, well, this is fucking annoying.
I'm
tired of this game. I never want to play it again.
Well, what you're saying now is you're sort of assuming that there's going to be no restriction on that the game developer is going to make it that so that's possible. I'm not saying that would happen. It would just be that, like, I could be out and then a kaiju could attack and I would get a text about it, because that wouldn't be another player. That would be a computer-generated thing.
Well, I'm just saying, when does it get to the point where it's too much?
It doesn't.
Because it automatically reminds me of...
It doesn't, because Pacific...
Cousin, let's go American Titi Bar!
No, see, that, it wouldn't... that's the thing, though, is the game design would be based around
balling.
So that could be part of the mystery for the player, too, is trying to figure out the pattern for it. Like... if you start keeping track of when all of these attacks happen, like, you got a call one night and 3 a.m, you're like, fucking, gotta kill the monster.
If I was sleeping and the game was like, hey, come play me, that's when I trade it to GameStop.
See, but that's the difference between an experience you would want and an experience I'm looking for. I'm looking for an immersive experience that pulls me in, that actually affects my life and makes me feel like there is a weight to what I'm doing. Because a lot of the games I play anymore are either way too scripted, like Last of Us, or they're...
Did you finally get through that or no?
No. They're way too scripted, or they're grind fests. You know, that's why I actually have been playing a lot of free-to-play and indie games lately, because they break the mold. Like, I'm not getting these really, really stereotypical things.
Planet Side. Say 10.10.
Yeah, it's 10.10. It got a 10.10 out of 10.
Yeah.
0.10.
10.1.
10.10.
But I mean...
you don't know if there's something after that zero. I could have rounded.
I'm excited that, like I played some games. I played Battlefield with 3 monitors because it pulled me into the action. It made me feel like I, you know, I have my peripheral vision. My whole line of sight is locked into this game now. I want to get an Oculus Rift so I can play...
everything.
Mirror's Edge.
Everything.
Everything, but they showed Mirror's Edge working on it, and it's like...
dude, that blew my fucking mind. That blew my fucking mind.
But I think that the next step of evolution for something like that is, you know, we're not going to get to total immersion soon, but not like Matrix-type bullshit. But I want to have something that's going to make me think, like... you know, I could get that call in the middle of the night. And yeah, I can ignore it. It's a game. I can turn off the notification if I want, you know? But I would be playing that game because I would want to role-play that I am a pilot, that I'm trying to protect a city, I'm trying to work together with a team of other pilots, and, like, you know, get this done, because that's like, a dream. That would be awesome to be that pilot and have that responsibility. And what this game would allow me to do is have that lingering thing in the back of my mind that, yes, I am important to a small online community of people that are relying on each other to defend this virtual world.
Don't worry, Tim. You're important to us.
In RL. RL's like the best.
I'm glad both of you had a lot of input on
RL. RL's like the most immersive game ever.
I have a really hard time getting involved in this conversation.
You have a really hard time with anything that's not, I get to blow in my cartridge and put it in and play my game.
Well, no, it's just, I'm probably one of the only people out there who, I saw Pacific Rim, you know, all the previews and all the commercials, I'm like, it doesn't do it for me.
I'm using Pacific Rim as an example. Yes, I already saw the movie twice. Within 24 hours of the movie coming out. But that's besides the point.
your examples were Pacific Rim, which I...
No.
And then also a real-time strategy game, which also doesn't do it for
My example was to show you the game design mechanic.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it has to be a Pacific Rim game. It could be an Armored Core game.
I'm just saying what you're...
It could be a Dark Souls game.
Oh, God,
it could be Skyrim. It could be you set up a fucking tin can tripwire, and you get a text, and your text tone is the trip can, and it's the sound of the cans going off, and it's like, somebody's in my house! And you fucking go, and you get...
That would be so cool, though.
You get on your, like, you get on your PS2, and you play Skyrim, and you log in, and when you log in because you went to sleep when you logged out, you see the person like rooting around in your drawer, and you're like, motherfucker! And you dive out of bed and you get into a fucking fist fight with him, and then you eat his soul. Because that's what
nom humanity.
You're what's his name? Bill from Last of Us with all the traps. One of your traps goes off.
No, I'm just thinking about.
Oh my god, dude. Like, I love. Man, I really want to talk about that game, and you guys haven't finished it.
I'm thinking of, That thing that I posted online the other day from Skyrim, it's a picture of bandits in Skyrim, and they're like, that dude over there just killed a dragon and ate its soul. Let's mug him.
Yeah, I saw that. And that's all that happens in that game.
Pretty much. You're just walking off the road, and people are like, hey, come here, kid.
Hey, buddy, you want to fight? You know who I am, right? Like, you see the giant spikes coming out of my shoulders.
Yeah, you're like, you're walking,
armor.
You're like on fire. Not a care in the world.
You want to fuck with this?
Did you not see the deer over there that I shouted at and it flew 12 miles? Because I was bored.
Your god is bored.
You know what I would actually really love? You know what?
I don't
know. We're completely, like, I'm getting completely off topic about this. But
we don't have a topic anymore.
We don't really have a topic.
No, we don't.
Well, you're in, like, magical Christmas land. I want to go to magical Christmas land. So.
What?
His make-believe, like, video game that he just...
I want to pilot a giant robot. And I want to fight monsters.
Get Geno.
Get Steel Battalion.
No, I want Geno.
I want a good game that can do it.
Geno.
Yeah, the original Steel Battalion.
Wasn't that
not the Kinect one.
Geno.
It wasn't the type of robots that I want to do, because those robots could fall the fuck over if you turned too fast.
I would really like... Since everybody's like, we need to use the Kinect. You know, like, Kinect's going to be, like, a really big integrated part of the new Xbox. You know what I would really, really love to see? And I'm pretty sure it might have came out of Microsoft Studios. Black and White?
Ooh, how would that work?
It was Lionhead, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Lionhead. But they were...
Lionhead?
That was pre-acquisition, wasn't it?
I think so.
Think about it, though. Using the... Because most of the stuff was pretty much...
Think about the booger in your left nostril? I will.
Fuck you.
I see it. It's not gonna move, and it's like dangling. It's a dangler.
Is it? You're a fucking liar. Anyway.
I'm gonna take a picture of it and put it on Facebook.
Fine. Sure. Whatever. Here, let me get it.
Thanks.
And then flick it at you.
I'm gonna eat it.
Yeah, so...
This is the SML Booger Cast.
Booger Cast.
Booger Cast.
So my whole thing is, like, using... Have you played Black and White at all, Joe?
No.
No? Okay. So Black and White, the way that...
So we are talking about Black and White here on the Snotty Mucus...
Snotty Mucus Load
Podcast.
Okay, so Black and White is basically you control a god. Like, you are God.
You control Peter Molyneux and disappoint everybody with
snotty
your bad game
mucus
design.
Lump. There we go.
You are...
The Snotty
you
Mucus
are God,
Podcast.
Okay, and you basically... Try and take, you know, you manage...
Hold on. You are the hand of God. You are the disembodied hand of God.
Okay.
Yeah, because most of the controls are all the hand.
Yeah, I've heard of Black and White. I've just never played it.
So I was thinking, I mean, like, using the Kinect, you'd be like, man, how crazy would it be just to be like...
It'd be interesting, yeah.
Because the whole, like, fireball mechanic, like, you just close your hand and then just open it up, and then all of a sudden it shot out a fireball. So you could do that with the Kinect and just be like, fuck you, villagers.
It would be cool if you could draw symbols on the screen for, like, fireball with your hand, and then it would... You know what I mean? Like, a plus sign would be
Well, that's what you had to do. You use the mouse.
I knew I was getting that from somewhere.
You draw the symbol to change what the hand does.
But you basically what it is is so there's a civilization of tiny human beings living on like an island. You get to pick a avatar, which is like a giant cow, a giant lion, like building size. Dare I say Pacific Rim robot size?
It is actually. No, it is.
And you are a disembodied hand. What you do is you can. you raise the avatar up and it kind of ages and grows, and you have this thing interacting with the people, and depending on how you treat it, it also affects it on how it treats the people. Like, you can pet it and reward it, like, you can, and teach it how to do things, and if you reward it and teach it kindly, it will do kind things and you'll have a kind civilization. But, like, if you beat the shit out of it, like, you could, like, slap it.
That's how I played.
You'll raise sort of like a metal evil civilization.
Yeah. You can burn everything and fucking kill
burn
people.
And
yeah.
Burn and ate the countryside. Was awesome.
It was. It was a lot of fun. And that was actually like, it wasn't quite sandboxy. It sort of had a sandboxy type feel.
Well, it was.
But that was the first time that I really had like.
It was the first of the God games, as
yeah.
they called them.
But that was, you know, that was the first time I had an opportunity to really mess around with like real sandboxy type stuff. And I was like, I like that.
He likes power. It corrupts. Absolutely.
That's why I'm so into Animal Crossing. I could literally like.
Because
like,
you could be a corrupt mayor.
I could be a very corrupt mayor, and that's exactly what I am.
Okay, I'm gonna chop down every tree in this town, because I can.
Yep. I am modernizing my entire town. For now, it's gonna be nothing but cobblestone. But eventually, I'm gonna put streets. Like actual like concrete,
like from where, where it comes from.
My whole town is going to be nothing but concrete. Everything.
Okay.
No flowers, no trees, except for, you know, I'll have my fruit trees and that's it. Fuck the world.
Fuck the world.
Okay.
So Joe,
fuck the world.
What have you been playing?
Still not much. I finally played a little bit of Rock Band last week.
Speaking of
Pappy,
do you want that drum kit?
Sure.
Another one that's upstairs?
No, another one.
Oh. What drum kits do you have?
Real or fake?
Never mind.
Both.
Fake, I have three. Real, I have one. Fake, it's my actual electronic drum kit, my Rock Band drum kit, and my Guitar Hero drum kit. And then real is my DW Collector series. Yeah.
Magical.
I know.
Magical Trevor is ever so clever.
So yeah, I played Rock Band for 2 hours.
There needs to be a Magical Trevor.
Played like an hour of Binding of Isaac.
Oh, cool.
How's that?
I love it. It's fun. I'm terrible at it, but after Evo, I couldn't sleep the one night because I'm still kind of sick, and I was just flipping through Twitch, all the channels, and saw someone playing Binding of Isaac, and watched that for a while, and I was like, you know what? I should play this game again. So I played it.
How do you feel about Twitch TV? Do you think it helps the gaming community a lot, or does it really just make a bunch
That reminds me. Go on.
Makes a bunch of schlups that want to try and make a couple extra bucks here and there by doing something that they're going to be doing in their free time anyway.
Both. I mean, there's people out there who might want to play a game or might want to experience a game, but it's not really a game that they themselves would normally play.
Uh-huh.
So they'll watch someone else and still get that experience.
Like on YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube or on Twitch.
I'm specifically Twitch I'm talking about, though.
Okay, yeah.
Like live streaming.
You could watch someone live stream a game that you would normally not be interested in playing yourself. Like, if someone was doing a live stream of every Silent Hill game, I would watch it. Because I want to watch the Silent Hill games, I just can't play those kind of games.
Yeah, I understand that, because I'm actually really bad at, I'm really, really bad at Resident Evil. The first, like, one or two.
Yeah.
They're hard. They're very difficult.
But I would love to actually, like, see someone play through. So, I understand that, but, I mean, like, the thing that I'm trying to get at is, like, especially for, the whole esports communities, as far as, you know, like games like League of Legends, games like Dota 2 and Counter-Strike and StarCraft and stuff like that, like, I understand why they have a bunch of streams, but it seems like there's so many people that are just like, hey, watch this stream of me playing this game, where there's a bajillion other people playing this exact same game, and there's nothing really special about the content that I'm giving you as opposed to the content that I'm getting from, that you can easily get from someone else that's of higher rank or, you know, higher influence on the gaming community. Like, I think it's kind of like an overpopulated...
I have no idea what you're asking.
I'm trying to start discussion.
I just don't know what the point of this...
I think that it helps the gaming community a lot because it lets people get out and see a lot of... like, for instance, StarCraft. Like, watching StarCraft is mega fun. And I think it gets more people
playing
into the game.
Playing StarCraft is another thing.
Yeah, playing StarCraft is another thing. But it does let you... It does sort of allow people who do not have that skill level to see what it takes to enjoy that game on a competitive level. A lot of game streaming, the Evo just happened. I don't know if that was on Twitch, but...
Yeah, it was.
It was?
Yeah.
Yeah, Evo just happened. Evo was nuts.
Like, record streaming numbers.
I mean, some of the fights that happened in that were insane, and it was nuts being able to see that live. And I think that really helps that community, because it lets people, like, who are fighting game enthusiasts, see the best in the world live, because if you can't be there, live beat the shit out of each other.
I actually really want to go back and watch.
God, Evo was nuts.
I want to watch the Evo videos.
Dude, Evo this year was out of control. Fucking Justin Wong got thrown in the loser's bracket in Marvel vs. Capcom and fought his way out of it and won the entire tournament. Like, and it was down to the last match with, like, a pixel of health left on each person. Like, it was nail-biting. Unbelievable.
Yeah, if I saw someone online say, like, oh, Justin Wong just pulled a Justin Wong.
Yeah, right? Somebody else did something. It might have been another Justin Wong one, too, but somebody else did something really ridiculous. There's just a lot of really ridiculous matches going on.
Yeah, I kind of want to go... I want to go back and watch those. Because I tell you what, fighting games, even if you're not good at fighting games... Watching a fighting game, oh my god! Like, it's just like,
yeah, it was fun to watch. Really... I watched a lot of the matches. I will say, like, what is, because I don't get into the pro fighting scene. But I was watching the Street Fighter 4 finals.
Mm-hmm.
What is with, like, the constantly moving just back and forth, back and forth, back
it's,
and forth, back and forth. Back
there's
and forth,
ranges.
Back and forth.
Yeah, there's certain ranges for certain attacks. Like a poke range. Like, look at how far away I am from you. Okay, you know I can't punch you from here.
Yeah.
But if I start moving closer to you, and you know that I'm trying to punch you...
No, I mean, they're not next to each other. They're, like, the entire screen apart, still just dancing slightly back and forth, back and forth.
Well, right, because all it takes is one extra leap, and you can telegraph what the other person's about to do.
Well, yeah, it could be a bait.
Yep.
It could be a bait, because it's like, he's moving in, I'm going to do this attack now. But that guy could not be moving in. He moved in and maybe is dashing back right after that. You know, it's to keep people on their toes. And it's also to keep your thumbs moving in the set of the, or your thumbs or the joystick moving in the position to do a move, since a lot of Street Fighter moves are quarter circles. So it's like, you're dashing forward, you're dashing back, you're dashing forward. You could go into like a dash cancel, which is a certain type of move. I mean, there's lots of reasons to do it. There's more reasons to do it than not do it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
My own personal best guess was that they were advancing, but then repeatedly hitting back so that they're always ready to block.
Well...
That was my guess, because I couldn't figure out the whole... Because it wasn't like they're taking full steps forward. It's just slightly back, forth, back, forth. It's like they're going to make me motion sick, just bouncing back and forth.
No, yeah, it's just... That's normal. I mean, I do it, and I do it just because it's sort of like you're trying to stay on your toes. You're trying to always be moving, you know, because you always want to be able to react to something.
That's pretty much where it comes down to. It's a strategy, you know, and it's a good strategy. You know, if you stand still the entire fucking time and someone goes to move in, they're going to be like, okay, well, he's just going to stand still. It's all going to be reactive on his point. I'm going to take the offensive. So it's really, you know, it all boils down to strategy.
And it is those distances, too, because, I mean, you could start a combo that might launch you right to them, or, you know, or a pixel before them. You know, you need to make sure that you land it right. And those guys, those pros, they not only know the perfect distances for everything at that point, they know the number of frames of animation that it takes for each move to go off. You hear the commentators talking about that. Like, he has a two-frame advantage over this guy because of this move. Like, things like that. That's
The announcers are some of the funniest things I've ever heard online. Just people freaking, oh, he dropped the combo! Oh, he let it slip away! Oh,
well, like,
he punched him! He did a jab! Oh!
Well, when you play, like, when I was watching Evo the other day, and what was happening, like, it's amazing how...
I couldn't follow half of it.
It literally is a guy, like, somebody goes in and does a crazy combo that's going
to
let them win.
We're sorry.
That, yeah, right. It's a combo that's going to let them win.
You're on this every week.
And then they fuck up the combo, and then it's like, oh my god, they just lost the entire tournament because they, you know, messed up one button press.
Yeah.
It's like, that's crazy that it all rides on that, you know? But that's the skill of the fighting games. And that's why I like seeing it broadcast, too, because then you get to see these people crack under the pressure and lose their dreams.
Wow, Tim, you're a dick.
I was watching, what was it, the Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
That one was ridiculous.
Someone would land a hit, and then it was over, because they would just combo the entire health bar
Marvel
versus of the
Capcom
other guy.
Marvel vs. Capcom 3 has infinite loop combos. And that's what it becomes, is like the one, I'll show you the one after this, it was Justin Wong versus somebody, and the guy that was playing, and it's funny because the guy that they're playing against always hits like top 8 consistently at each one of these tournaments, but never wins, but his strategy is he uses, who is it, the one Darkstalkers chick, and
Morgan?
I think Morgan, yeah, Morgan and Dr. Doom, and he keeps using, she has these fireballs that cover most of the screen. And she keeps doing a pattern with them. So you can't get too close to the person. And if they try to move in, he uses his call-in of Dr. Doom, which covers the other angle. So it's literally every angle constantly, there's some projectile coming at you, and you can't get to them. Whoever, Justin Wong, playing against this fucking guy, had a chance to change his team because his team was at a disadvantage, said, nope, I'm going to beat this guy with this, even though he's in the loser's bracket, and came back and fucking did it. And you're like, oh, like your brain just explodes watching it, because you can't believe that. Like, whenever anybody tells you a fighting game is cheap, watch that video, because
yep.
It just makes you realize that, like, it doesn't matter how perfectly cheap a thing is, these games have systems devised in them for you to counter and get around it. If you just learn how to do it, take the time and the patience to learn how to do it.
Okay, but Seth is still cheap, so
Seth is not cheap.
Seth is a playable character in that game. Why is he not used in tournaments?
I mean the computer. The AI version.
Doesn't matter. These guys can probably beat Seth, the AI version, blindfolded.
Probably.
I'm sure Justin Wong fucking does it with his... flaccid penis.
I'm not Justin Wong.
Justin Wang.
But you could be Justin Wang.
No.
Justin Wang. His flaccid penis could probably beat Seth.
Yeah, he probably wakes up in the morning and just goes, on
my,
a controller.
My buddy Rez beat Justin Wong at Magical Drop 3.
What's Magical Drop 3?
You never heard of Magical Drop?
No.
It's banned from our games.
Wow.
It's banned from your parties?
Magical Drop is a Neo Geo puzzle game.
Is it like...
that our friend Rez has a massive boner for. And at every party, because he had a modded Xbox at the time with all the Neo Geo shit on there. No, it's... like, there's bubbles at the top, and you have to pull them down and shoot them up and match them. I can't really explain it, but he always wanted to play Magical Drop. And he's like, I bet I could beat anyone here at Magical Drop, no matter how many games. I could beat you guys 50 games in a row, and I don't even care who plays, who wants to play. You could take turns. I'll beat you all 50 times in a row. He won 49 times in a row.
Oh, my God.
And I beat him on the 50th game.
Well,
and the whole bet was if he beat us 50 times in a row, he could play Magical Drop anytime he wanted. If he lost at all in those 50 matches... Magical Drop was banned from our parties.
That must suck.
Listen. So on the 50th game, I beat him, I dropped the controller and left the room.
Nice.
He dropped the mic.
I can see you totally just going, hmm.
Oh, no. I stood up and dropped it first. Because you have to do the whole arm out, drop it, walk out.
Boom. Drop the mic.
I like the way they did The Last of Us controller drop instead. As soon as the title came on the screen, dude just went... and walked out. He just like dropped the controller as soon as it came on and was out.
And what came on?
The Last of Us logo at E3 last year.
Did he?
Yeah. He dropped the controller. Like, as soon as that you pull the trigger on the dude's face that you go to kill, and then the Last of Us logo comes up with the gunshot goes off, and he goes, walks out.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Money
drop.
Reader mail, we have two very important emails from two very important different listeners.
Now I gotta... We already said who it was. Burp, burp, burp,
burp, burp, burp. I know we did, but
we're
going
to hear all the... Burp, 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 burp.
Trying to fool the listeners that skip the beginning.
Burp, 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 burp. They skip to the middle. And then just pretend that they know what's going on. Stuck in the middle with you.
All right, from
this
Zachary...
This one was exhilarating.
Are you done?
Are you
no,
done?
No, I'm not.
Either?
This one... God damn it. Go ahead.
Are waiting for you.
Are you done?
I said go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yes. I'm positive. HIV positive. Yeah. Nope.
I should stop licking your face then.
And eating my tofu. Gross.
I did.
Yes, I'm done. I'll be done when you start. I'm just waiting for you to start whatever it is that you're going to start. I can keep going. I'm not letting there be dead air. Dead air is like the worst thing in the universe.
Okay, from Zachary Lyons. He says, I kept up with the podcast at the beginning for about 3 weeks. From then on, because he moved.
Like all the people we knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, for 3 weeks. Well, no, he moved to, I think, Australia.
Okay,
so
hold on. Let me stop you right there. Because we're going to break this down point by point.
We are 10 words in,
we're gonna break
and
this,
we're already stopped.
We're going to break this down point by point. You have no moving is not an excuse.
Bullet
moving,
number one.
If anything, should be an excuse
to listen to
the podcast, because you are going to be walking around lifting things. Have
if
headphones
he's not
in,
online,
go to your local Starbucks, rape their internet, download all of our podcasts.
But he's catching up. That's what we're getting to. So
okay, continue.
Hushy you mouth.
You could listen to it while you move.
From then on, I just never had the time to listen. Recently, Joe helped me get the MP3 files like a boss, so I can listen to it on my drives to and from work. I started at the beginning and have been blasting.
Started from the bottom, now he's here.
He started from the bottom, now he's here.
In the last week, I've listened to episodes 4 through 11.
Oh,
see,
wow.
He's catching up.
Greatest hits.
He has some notes for us. First off, you guys are crazy obsessed with fleshlights. Yes. Yes, we are.
It dies down. It does. It dies down.
We need Bogue back, and then we'll get back to
fleshlights.
He also says, dummy runs are fun. You should do more of them, which we need Bogue.
We need Bogue for that. Bogue was the dummy to do the run.
I'm a dummy?
No, well, the thing is, Bogue wasn't a gamer at all. Bogue did not play games. So
no, he played games. He just not...
Jordan...
Oh, God, getting Jordan would be really funny.
Get her to play Dark Souls?
Get her to play anything. The only game that I've gotten her to play is Animal Crossing. That's it.
We should get Kurt to play really stupid games that he would never
play. Yeah, but Kurt plays.
Yeah, but
Kurt plays games.
But it would
Jordan
be really funny to have Kurt play games that he... Because Kurt's commentary would be amazing. But
yeah.
Continue.
You can always get Ashley to play something.
Hey, Ash, what you playing?
Animal Crossing.
Now you're playing Man vs. Wild. Says, crunch casts are also highly entertaining. Not all the time, that would be annoying as fuck, but at the current rate, at like once every 5 episodes or so.
Crunch cast.
So.
Wait, do we have a crunch cast?
No, we can't crunch cast right now. Yeah. That crunch casts are special.
We can bottle cast.
Like party cast we never had. Actually, I think we had one party cast, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Party cast was episode number...
Says that... Says they're pretty funny every time. He also had never known about the Kmart I Just Shit My Pants ad campaign before.
What?
Fucking brilliant.
Dude, you are so far behind. What, do you live under a rock?
He's listening to 4 through 11.
God damn it. That's old news.
They might not have that campaign down in Australia or wherever he's at now.
Oh, God, that's old news.
He says, thanks for introducing him to that. And Joe, I'm loving the end of the cast songs. I haven't listened to one I didn't like yet. Keep them coming. Seriously, it's a great way to make the drive go by faster. 20 to 35 minutes, it's not a crazy long commute, but it's still boring. I'll almost be disappointed when I'm all cut up and have to wait until the following week for a new episode.
Chuggo.
Yay,
hey,
we have...
Just listen to Chuggo on loop.
Yay, we have a fan.
A fan.
From Zach. Oh, am I supposed to include a question? Okay, here's two.
Question. Two? Oh,
wait,
my
is this
God.
Email number two we're on to now?
No, this is still email one.
Okay, good.
Oh, fantastic.
Question number
one. We're on a roll.
Shut up!
Nope.
Question number one. What are a few older games from outdated consoles that you would like to see get the HD remaster treatment?
Magical Drop?
Guitaru Man.
Ooh, God, that's obscure. Like,
I don't care if it's obscure. I love Guitaru Man.
Let me see here. How about... Ooh, how about... Well, no, it'd really just be...
Ashley said Animal Crossing HD.
Dark Souls.
It'd really just be Soul Calibur. I was going to say Samurai Showdown.
Soul Calibur is an HD.
No. I was going to say Samurai Showdown, but an HD Samurai Showdown is basically just Soul Calibur. So never mind that. I don't know. You know what I would really love for them to actually redo? Something like Gunstar Heroes. Like a legit, like... I know they have the original available on XBLA, but like an HD remake of that, I'd be happy with that. That was one of my favorite games of all time, so...
I don't think you need to mess with that one, though.
Oh, but could you imagine how pretty it was?
I'd like to see the original Ninja Gaidens.
Oh, man!
Just remastered in HD. Keep everything pretty much intact, but just have it, like, you know, new textures, basically. Kind of like Double Dragon Neon.
You'd like Double Dragon Neon? Oh, my God, that'd be brutal!
Ninja Gaiden Neon. I'd poop.
Make it happen. Someone make it happen.
10 out of 10, savecontinue.com.
11 out of 5.
11 out of 5.
Dude, I would play the fuck out of that.
That would be so good.
Oh,
we gotta get on the horn about this.
Ape Escape.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be kind of cool, yeah.
I think that'd be good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Final Fantasy VII, let's get that out of the way.
Yeah, no, I was thinking it.
Everyone wants Final Fantasy VII HD.
I do. You know what, like, I was watching a thing like 100 Things You Didn't Know About Final Fantasy VII. It was like a 2-hour-long video.
Yeah, I was watching that.
It just made me think, like, man... That was my favorite Final Fantasy game. Like, I just really liked the world.
Six is still better.
I didn't
see, but I had six spoiled for me. I had, like, all the plot kind of ruined for me, so I was like, I can't.
It's still better.
Wait. Can I be that guy? Can I be that guy?
Well,
You are that guy.
To you, it holds up better.
Oh, no, it's still better.
Diablo 2?
Yeah. Diablo 2.
Diablo 3.
No. Just literally, can I play Diablo 2 on a modern fucking screen? That's all I want.
Oh, God, yeah, because it's locked at an old resolution.
It's locked at 800 by 600.
Which is dope.
Which is about...
I mean, dopey.
The size of a Game Boy.
Okay.
I bet it'd look good in 120 hertz. Speaking of that...
120 hertz.
No, keep going.
If we're going to get any Final Fantasy remastered in HD, I would want it to be Final Fantasy 12.
X2 or 12?
12.
Okay.
X2 is an abortion, and it's getting the HD treatment.
Ha! Thanks, Square.
10 and 10.2 are getting HD release.
I forget where I saw this before.
I would like
to
see...
How many times did they remake...
I just like to see all the Final Fantasies just persistently... Every year, they need to re-release every Final Fantasy game in HD.
I'd be okay with 8 if they changed the draw system and got rid of it.
The junction system?
No, the draw system from 8... How you draw your magic from enemies.
Yeah, and then the junction system was how you equipped it, though. I thought it was all just called that.
I just hate the draw system.
because
I never used magic, because I didn't want to draw
Christ,
back.
Was there an HD remake of Baldur's Gate?
Yes.
I need that.
It got pulled from either Steam or the iPad store, one of the two.
Really?
Because they had to fix something like critical, and then they're gonna put it back up.
So. Oh, so it's not up right now?
It might be on Steam right now. There's like a Baldur's Gate collection you can get, and it's like all the fucking.
Hey, Steam sale, hook me up.
Skies of Arcadia HD. Skies of Arcadia.
Not familiar. Samba
Dreamcast, GameCube.
Ooh, Power Stone.
Power Stone.
Power Stone. That'd be awesome, actually. I don't know, I can't...
Xbox One Day One DLC exclusive.
Yep.
You get one character, you get one gem. You get one Power Stone.
One Power
Stone.
You
have to buy the rest.
Pay to win. Fuck, man.
Alright, next question.
Next question.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Question 2. What is the most obscure game you've played and enjoyed? My answers are Dark Cloud 1 and 2.
Obscure?
That's not really obscure.
Kill yourself. And I mean, please keep listening.
This one is Cubivore, Survival of the Fittest for the GameCube.
Cubivore's relatively
obscure. That said, I would totally also take a remaster of Cubivore. That game was fun as shit. Great greed for the Game Boy.
Subterranea for the Genesis. I had to introduce that to Tim.
I'd seen the box for ages. Just never.
Okay,
played
you've
it.
Seen the box, but you never played it. Subterranea. Subterranea was actually a lot of fun. I enjoyed that game.
A lot of obscure games I liked were on the NES, like Air Fortress.
Oh, yeah, you used to talk about that all the time. Yeah.
Cobra Triangle.
Yo Noid.
Snow Brothers. Snow Brothers was really fun. That was another weird NES one. Rare NES one now, actually. It's like $100
Amped,
for the cartridge.
Amped didn't really like get too much love when the original Xbox was out. But
it had two sequels. It's not obscure.
But nobody played it. Didn't matter that it got sequels. Nobody played them.
Winback was a cool PS2 one that not very many people played. It was kind of like Metal Gear.
Sudeki for the Xbox. That never got any love. Action RPG.
Yeah, I remember that. What else?
What was that?
Sudeki.
You know, this isn't that obscure now, but I feel like in America, it's
Dokapon.
Pretty overlooked.
Dokapon.
Well, Dokapon. Oh, fuck
Dokapon!
Yeah.
Dokapon!
No, Valkyria Chronicles. That's a really good game that not very many people have on their radar.
God, I want that game for the PlayStation.
And all the sequels came out on, like, PSP. Nope. And one of them didn't even come to the States, and I'm like, fuck, I loved playing that game. It was such a cool, like, strategy.
All right, here we go. I'll be that guy again. You're really going to make fun of me for this one. The McDonald's game on the Genesis?
You're a faggot.
No. The platformer.
I'm not going to debate that.
Mm-hmm. No, it was fun.
No, you, not going to... I'm not going to debate him calling you a faggot.
No, I'm not kidding. You guys really have to try that game. It's a lot of fun. If any readers have played that game, let me know.
Read, I don't have to do what you tell me. You're not my real father.
You're not my real dad. You know what? There's a good one. Planet Side 1. I'd love to see an HD. Wait a minute. Planet Side 2!
No, seriously. I'm going to pull up videos of that game. And you know what? You'll make fun of me for this one too, but I used to play the shit out of this.
Ooh, Quest 64?
No.
No one played that. With good reason.
Okay, I just the casino fucking...
The Golden Saucer?
No.
Chocobo Racing?
It was on Super Nintendo and Genesis.
Vegas Kid?
No, it was just a casino. Like, it was a game that you virtually go into a casino and you game.
Okay.
With. Caesar's Palace! There it is. Caesar's Palace. I used to play the shit out of that when I was younger. That's how I got my gambling addiction. I mean,
I've
gambling
another
addiction.
PC one that's still pretty good these days. Called Battleforge. It was an RTS mixed with a Magic the Gathering style card game. Wherein you would get cards. You could buy booster packs and you'd get cards that have like units on it. Like, oh, this is a golem. This is a fire golem. This is a dragon. And then you had a certain like restrictions on like you could build your deck out of these creatures a la Magic the Gathering style. And then what you do is you actually go into a game and you could... You had these cards in, like, a deck, and as you captured areas, you could hit the next... You could play the next levels of cards, but when you play the card, it actually comes up as RTS-style units that you can click and command and stuff. It was weird. It was neat.
How about, let's go back to DOS. Here's one that nobody's... I don't know if anybody will recognize one. How about Commander Keen?
Oh, everybody knows
Commander Keen. Everyone knows Commander Keen. I know Commander Keen. Shantae for the Game Boy Color.
Zumbinis?
Have you guys played Shantae?
No. Sounds like a daytime talk show.
Shame.
Or something.
It's one of the last... One of the last really
you
big...
You are not the father.
Gauss theme goes with everything.
No, Shantae was one of the last really big Game Boy Color releases, which isn't saying much when it comes to Game Boy Color releases. But it's made by Capcom and Way Forward. It actually spawned a handful of downloadable sequels, and the original is going to be hitting the 3DS Virtual Console tomorrow.
Cool.
Or if you're listening to this on Friday, yesterday.
How about Fighting Force?
Everybody played that, and everybody was disappointed.
I liked it.
Oh, Shantae soundtrack?
Or
Vert, Jake Kaufman.
Or
friend of the show.
The Die Hard arcade game.
I played that. That game's rough.
It was. It was like Fighting Force.
That game's rough.
Really? Die Hard? You're going to say that's obscure?
Who's going to buy a Die Hard game?
Plenty of people.
That's actually... Fun fact about that. It's not actually a Die Hard game.
It's a reskin, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a reskin that they put Die Hard on it so people would buy it.
Yeah. Hey.
Here's an obscure game. Chrono Trigger.
Fuck off.
Here's a game no one's played. Call of Duty Black Ops. They should make an HD remake of Call of Duty Black Ops.
Oh, wait. Call of Duty go, oh, wait. Did you see that you can customize the dogs in...
I heard about this.
In Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
R.I.P. Call of Duty Ghosts.
So, I wanted to say...
Did they put corgis in there?
I don't know.
They had to have put corgis in there.
It might have been Kyle who put this, but he put up... you can customize your dog in Grand Theft Auto 5, Call of Duty's finished.
Alright.
Next question.
Second email from Zach Lyons. Says, one more thing. I forgot to ask before. I currently only own 3 games for my Wii U, and I'm looking to add to the collection. Beef it up a bit. Thoughts and suggestions are very welcome. I own Nintendo Land, New Super Mario Bros. U, and Zombie U. I am also planning on grabbing Earthbound and Wind Waker HD when they're available.
Lego Undercover!
No need to mention them.
Lego Undercover!
Yeah, Lego City Undercover, definitely.
You should pick up an Xbox 360.
Listen!
He wants Wii U suggestions.
Oh.
He has.
Yeah, my suggestion.
See, now, hold on. No.
He has other systems.
No,
that's
no,
not
I have,
what
I,
he's asking.
He's trying to beef up his collection for his Wii U. Now.
Game and Wario.
Yes, I want to pick that up as well.
6.0, IGN.com.
So what? There's plenty of games that I've played that I've enjoyed the shit out of that have gotten, like, twos.
6.0, IGN. Anyway, Deus Ex, Director's Cut, when that comes out, that'll be worth getting.
Which is on the Steam sale right now for, like, what, $3?
No, not the Director's Cut. Uh-huh. The Director's Cut, when Deus Ex Human Revolution came out, rave reviews, game's fantastic. The problems with the game were the boss fights were outsourced to another company to make. So when you got into each boss fight, if you made a stealth character and you wanted to get a no-kill playthrough, which you could do... except for the bosses, you had to kill the bosses.
Mm-hmm.
You had to fight them. So, like, I had a semi-stealth character, and I could not beat the first boss. The first boss murdered me every time.
Yeah, the bosses were bullshit in that game.
So the director's cut is they are redoing all the boss fights completely.
Oh.
They're redoing all of those. They're adding in all of the DLC into the main storyline, so it's all one seamless experience now.
Cool.
And they're just adding in a bunch of other cool shit, too, so.
My guess is he's looking for exclusive
Lego
titles,
Lego City Undercover. That's my main... Because I played that over your house for a little bit, and that was... I was having a blast with it. Now, are we going to count Wii games as well?
No.
I wouldn't, no.
No?
He didn't ask that.
Well, yeah, but he's just trying to beef up his collection for his Wii U. You can
still
play
Inferno.
Wii games on the Wii U.
Okay, well, he's asking for Wii U games.
Specifically Wii U. What about...
Little Inferno.
Tank.
Apparently, if you have the Best Buy magazine, which I don't anymore, one of the coupons there is $20 off Tank.
Really?
And they just dropped the game to $20.
Huh.
So you could get Tank for free.
For free!
Yeah, people have been doing it online. And they're pretty excited about it.
For free, it's for me.
Wait, you can get the game for free?
Yeah.
Tank.
If you subscribe.
Yeah, my boss does. I have to tell him.
Tank.
I'm going to look up Wii U games.
Yeah, let's...
Stand by. Amazon.com. 10 out of 10.
Confirmed 2013.
Confirmed 2013. Amazon.com.
New Super Luigi U...
Yeah, that's good DLC.
That's solid DLC.
$20.
Monster Hunter 3.
Yes, Monster Hunter 3. I finally got a chance to start playing that on my 3DS, and it's pretty much, it's like a dungeon crawler, but there's like some quests in it, but it's really well done. The only thing is, it's very hard, for the 3DS version, it's very hard to play because you don't have the other thumbstick, so I might actually get the Circle Pad Pro for the XL, which maybe then it will actually fit my stupid hands.
If you have not played a Scribblenauts game, Scribblenauts Unlimited.
How did I not fucking think about that?
You touch yourself too much.
Because you're a bad person?
I know. Let's see here. What's, like, coming up? Is there anything coming up that he can pre-order?
Pikmin.
Wonderful 101.
Yeah.
When that comes out.
This shows you how solid the Wii U lineup is right now.
The Wii U lineup?
The Wii U.
The thing is, people shit on the Wii U lineup, but the Vita lineup is not too wonderful either.
Dungeons and Dragons.
I bet I could pull more Vita games.
Well, the thing is, like, go to Walmart and look at their sections. The Wii U at least has its own shelves full of games.
Vita.
Is that really?
Persona 4 the Golden.
Where the Vita.
Soul Sacrifice. Uncharted.
Again.
Gravity Rush. Muramasa Rebirth. Metal Gear Solid HD Collection.
Because
Disgaea 3's on Vita now? Zero Escape.
Because you're actually paying attention to the games that are for the system that you suggested.
I was trying to make a point about the Vita, and he's just completely ignoring it.
Injustice.
Yeah.
I would definitely pick that up. Lego Batman 2.
Yeah, but didn't you say exclusives? We're trying to stick to exclusives.
No, he just said he's looking for games for his Wii U.
No, then Joe said we should stick
to... Well, I would think that you would want to focus on exclusives, because if there was a game out for multi-platform, I probably wouldn't pick the Wii U to own it on. Sadly.
Well, you might not, but we can't assume that that's what he's really going to do.
True.
Warriors 3?
It's not that good.
Warriors 3.
It's not that good.
No?
But anyway, sorry, dude. There's no good games on your system.
Shit, don't listen to him.
PC Master Race.
He's an asshole.
Shut up, Tim.
Free-to-play Master Race.
You can get Funky Barn. No, don't get Funky Barn.
There we go. Exclusive. Funky Barn.
Don't get Funky Barn.
Funky Barn. 10 out of 10.
Amazon.com. User, your mom, 93.
You ever see the reviews for the banana slicer?
Yeah.
Ashley?
We own a banana slicer.
Get
in on this conversation.
Yep. What made you want to purchase the banana slicer?
I'll bring it next time if you want.
Really?
I'm going to slice some fucking bananas.
My coworkers bought it for my birthday.
And you accepted it as a gift? You should have fucking used it to slice their faces. That's the worst gift someone could ever give.
That was the best gift I got.
That was the best gift you got? Man, you got shitty friends. That's unfortunate.
We're still reviewing it.
You're still reviewing it?
We should review it and put it on save continue.
The banana slicer.
It's a Kunzler banana slicer.
We should
do a banana slicer box
unboxing video. That would be absolutely amazing. See, the only problem is we can't do it now because, like, the three people that listen to the podcast are going to be like, I know what they're going to do.
We'll fake them out and do the hot dog slicer instead.
Why would you want to slice a hot dog?
What we'll do is I'll take 10 bananas and I'll put my fingers in all of them and then I'll go to try and open the banana slicer package. Because no one will expect it.
I can't get banana fingers.
No, why would you want to slice a hot dog?
Because if you have little kids, instead of sitting there...
Fuck little kids.
So you're done.
Survival of the fittest. They eat the whole hot dog.
No, I would not like to fuck a little kid. I'm not sure what you're into.
Oh my god,
I hate children. I hate children. I want them all to die.
Disgusting bastard.
Disgusting. I hate children. I want them all to die.
You just said you want to fuck little children.
No, I don't. I want them all dead.
So, oh, he wants to fuck dead little children. I say.
Wait, hold on. I heard the worst.
This podcast just got dark.
Hold on. Do you want to hear the worst? All right.
No.
Do you want to hear the worst joke I've ever heard in my entire life? And it, like it offends on so many levels that it's like, but it is my new favorite joke, and it's only two lines long.
Is it my love life?
No. It's worse. It's more offensive.
Just get to. Come on.
You want this?
Why the fuck not? Let's just do this.
Okay.
Who's there?
Wait, let me take a drink while.
Yeah, take a drink first.
Well, we need a spit take for this.
Spit cast. All right. So I was going down on this old lady the other night. Hold on. So I was going down on this old lady the other night, and I tasted horse semen, which made me say, gee, Grandma, so that's how you died. It's my new favorite joke. It's so terrible, but I love it.
Joe had to wipe his face off.
It offends on so many
people. I'm covered in shame right now.
No, hold on. What's better is Jordan was the one that told it to me first. So it has the added effect when she says it that it's lesbian as well.
Now, Save Continue does not condone sleeping with your grandmother. Your grandmother sleeping with
a horse.
With horses or necrophilia.
Yeah.
Or eating out your dead grandmother who died by horse fucking.
I love it.
Now, the
so
real
much.
Question is, why do you know what the horse semen tastes like? How do you know it's horse semen?
Because it's thicker.
This week's featured musician. Oh my god.
This is what happens when there's no gaming news.
This is what happens when you don't send us emails.
Yes, send us emails. It's all your fault.
Are you proud of yourselves? Are you happy now?
I stand by my joke, god damn it.
What did the zero say to the eight?
Fuck you. I don't know, I'm sorry.
Nice belt.
Oh, yeah, I like that joke, actually.
Who's calling me? Unknown, fuck you.
I should have answered it. Maybe they're asking questions for the podcast. God damn it. Yeah, what artist do we hit? Chuggo, right?
Two fish are in a tank. One says, how do you drive this thing?
I like that one, too. Chuggo.
No!
Chuggo?
No.
My boy, Chuggo.
There's no Chuggo.
At the very end. Come on. Like 10 seconds of come on.
I got a good knock-knock joke, but you start it.
No. You joke, think I've never cast. Heard this shit before?
Joke cast.
Some people haven't, and it's really funny when they figure it out.
Joke cast.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Helen Keller.
Helen Keller who?
Well, wait a minute. If you ask Helen Keller who,
she wouldn't know the response.
How does she know that there was anyone there?
That's the joke.
Well, it's a terrible joke, Joe.
I know.
That joke doesn't make any sense.
You know what else doesn't make any sense?
I think my favorite knock-knock joke is knock-knock.
Who's there?
9/11.
9/11 who?
You said you'd never forget.
Wait, hold on. What's the World Trade Center's favorite pizza? Two large planes.
Oh, it hurts.
So this has been the
SML
podcast episode.
This is the SML hate cast.
Episode 23, the worst episode we've ever done.
Hate cast.
The worst episode since the last one.
This is what happens.
God,
the people that have actually sat through and listened to this point, Why aren't you, like, emailing
well, no,
us?
Well, no, all right.
Just email us.
So, our musical guest this week is Chuggo. And who else?
No, it is not Chuggo. I am not putting Chuggo on this episode.
We're going to have a mutiny. And we're not going to do the next episode until you put Chuggo on.
No. You fuckers don't watch it anyways.
I do!
Well, then, after you watch this, go online and look for Chuggo.
I'm going to, like, hack into your computer.
One of these days,
we've name-dropped it so much that somebody's going to look it up, and somebody's just not going to make it through that video.
All right, Chuggo. Chuggo, the artist Chuggo, and the song is...
Ah, come on, fucking guy.
Yeah, look it up.
See, you've been requesting Nom Nom, and one of these days I'll do
Nom Nom. Are you playing it?
No, no.
God damn it!
No, because you've annoyed me with Chuggo today. So, Nom Nom will not happen this week.
Chuggo.
But that is at least nerdy enough to fit with us. We're not doing Chuggo
ever. That's nerdy, too. You can't tell me. You look at that guy and you can't tell me he's a fucking nerd. He is a nerd. He's a straight... Like, we're geeks. He's a fucking nerd. It's
anyway,
different. There's a difference.
I apologize to this week's actual
hate cast
musician.
Hate cast.
We are so over our time mark, too.
Jordan Aguirre, a.k.a. Blind.
You made a Helen Keller joke!
That's his remixer name, Blind.
Oh, I thought he was blind.
No. No, his remixer name is Blind. Lowercase b, capital L, lowercase I, capital N, lowercase
D. Okay, it's different.
D.
I thought he was actually blind. I'm sorry.
No.
Is his shift key broken?
Maybe.
Could be.
Just making sure.
He does.
I have an extra keyboard.
Really, really good electronic music.
Blind, if you need a new keyboard, just draw a picture of a Scandinavian mastodon in lingerie, and you might win a StarCraft II Z board to fix your shift key.
But then you won't be able to use delete.
That was actually the best sound quality of the whole show when I showed up on that mic.
Are you adding that to the prize, to the unknown prize package from Nick?
Only if he wins it.
Only if he wins.
Nobody wants my used fucking keyboard. Although that would be really funny.
Here, here's
a scummy used keyboard.
It's made its rounds to pretty much like everybody that has ever come to a LAN party. Or an impromptu LAN party.
Yeah, it's like,
house.
Oh, I forgot my keyboard.
Guess what one you're getting?
Yeah, guess what? You're getting the dumpy ass keyboard.
You're getting the StarCraft Z board.
Okay, so we have Blind.
Three songs from Blind. Two of them from the Final Fantasy VI project we talked about last week, and one from Earthbound, because I will play every song from Bound Together if I have to by the time we're done with this show.
Ciao.
All right, bye. It's like...
Bah, 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 bah.